Message number 953. Once the Holy Spirit engulfs a soul, it will rise, draw immediately towards the will of my Father, and respond in total abandonment. Wednesday, October 30, 2013 at 18:00. My dearly beloved daughter, when my Holy Spirit descends upon a person, a number of things happen. The first is a feeling of bewilderment and disbelief. The second is the sense of being overwhelmed by something so powerful that it renders the person completely dependent upon the holy will of God. Gone will be the belief in one's own superior human intellect, for intellect has no longer any meaningful role to play. Instead, the soul will be infused with knowledge and insight and an understanding that is beyond their own frail human interpretation. Once the Holy Spirit engulfs a soul, it will rise, draw immediately towards the will of my Father, and respond in total abandonment. Once the initial fear has subsided, a deep peace will be felt, and the person's fear of being seen to proclaim the word of God will disappear. They will not care what people's views are, for out of their mouths will pour the truth. The soul's personality, whether they are outgoing, timid, or shy, will take a back seat and will become secondary to the way in which they proclaim the word of God. All souls who receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, without any exception, will surrender their own free will to the will of my Father. For souls who have truly been blessed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, their role will be to spread the word of God, and for this they will suffer. The sheath of God's love, however, covers such souls as they march forth without fear and with courage to proclaim the truth. Those who proclaim the truth of my teachings in these times of paganism and when my church will fall away from the true faith will be given extra strength to ensure that my voice is heard. That strength will come from God, my beloved Father. It will be by the power of the strength of God that many of Satan's army will convert, while the remainder will be destroyed. The Holy Spirit, like swords of burning flames, will cut through the hearts of all those who listen and who accept the truth. Your Jesus.